Hey there. Thanks for tuning in to the Embodied Astrology Podcast. I'm Renee Sills, consulting astrologer, somatic practitioner, and embodiment educator. Your Pisces season horoscope is an excerpt from your 2024 year ahead reading. These readings are deep dives into the major themes and influences of the year for your sun, moon, and rising signs. Purchase yours today from the link in our show notes. Registration is now open for Embodied Astrology's 2024 and 2025 programming. Our curriculum starts with the astrological new year and Aries season equinox. Join us for a life-changing journey of experiential astrology where you'll deepen your understanding of chart reading, symbolism, intuition, and divination, craft creative containers and support your artistic practice through working with your own chart and current transits, learn how to apply astrology for conflict transformation and repair, and take part in exciting, inspiring conversations with astrologers, artists, activists, and others working in the intersections of mysticism and social change, and so much more. Follow the link in the show notes or visit embodiedastrology.com to learn more. Now, on to your horoscope. All right, Pisces, we have made it to Pisces season. Happy birthday to you, Pisces suns. Happy new solar year to Pisces risings, other Pisces placements. Here we go. A new turn around the sun, beginning with your sign. So the first week of Pisces season continues some of the Aquarius season themes. We still have Venus and Mars and Mercury moving through Aquarius for the first couple days at least. And as I talked about in Aquarius season, you are reimagining some important things right now. Imagining and reimagining, conceiving and reconceiving, planning, letting the plans dissolve, and planning again. You're looking for options, I think, a lot of you right now, and it's important that you locate options. Be intuitive about it and curious and experimental. And when you're looking for options, pray. Like if you, okay, so here's an example. I think a lot of you are trying to figure out some new situation for yourself in the coming future that has to do with home, family, belonging. I think a lot of you are also in moments where your personality and identity are changing and you kind of like want to rebrand a little bit. You know, that word branding is like kind of gross, but think of it as a metaphor. It's like you need a new look. Don't try to figure it out. Like don't sit down and try and write about it or something. Have some kind of practice where you relax your brain. I love doing somatic meditation. It is one of the ways that I feel most immediately held by divine intelligence is when I tune in to the like divine intelligence in my actual body, which has nothing to do with my mind, right? Nothing to do with like my identity structure. When I feel into the fact that, you know, my bones are living organs and they are growing all the time and they are made of the same stuff that makes mountains, and in the middle of my bones there is spongy tissue and that's like where white blood cells get developed and it's my immune function, I'm like, whoa, bro, like that's amazing. Who made that? Wow. What an incredible artist. What an amazing creator made these bones. I can't take responsibility for making these bones. I can only be grateful that I have them. That kind of experience, for me, really, it feels so expansive, so generative. And when I'm then connected with that space energetically, I have really different kinds of insight and awareness and ideas and questions and answers than I do if I have not done that and I'm just like in Renee identity and I'm like, okay, I'm going to figure something out, you know, because I've got this brain and it's smart and it can figure things out. And so, okay, like think. It's usually pretty dense there. So give yourself something that helps you kind of unwind. And then pray. Like pray to your higher intelligence. Pray to your soul, your spirit. Pray to your ancestors, guides, guardians, helping spirits. Who do you want to pray to? Pray to the earth. And ask for connections to be made. Ask for assistance. And then just see what happens. Like do a little bit of a mystical experiment, you know, and see what happens. You might stumble across some magazine article somewhere. You turn on the radio and all of a sudden you hear things, or a friend calls you out of the blue and then tells you about this other friend they just met and, you know, it reminded them of you and you want to, maybe you want to meet them or something like that. Ask into the mystery of the universe for helpful assistance locating what you're trying to locate right now. Because I think, especially right at the beginning of Pisces season, a lot of you are like, you're dreaming something, but it's still very in the dream state. It's like jelly. Like, how do you get it into tangible form? So go into the jelly. Don't try and go into the form. Go into the jelly. Every Monday from 8 to 9:30 on Zoom, I offer a great time and place to get jelly if you want, somatic space. We do somatic meditation. That practice that I was just telling you helps me feel like I can really connect to a greater intelligence. So if you'd like some support, that's there for you. And you can drop in any week. On February 24th, there is a full moon in your opposite sign, Virgo. So we have the sun in Pisces and the moon in Virgo. The sun right now is conjunct the planet Saturn. Now, Saturn has been in your sign since last March, and Saturn has not been, before last March, Saturn had not been in your sign for about 29 years. I think the last time Saturn was in Pisces was like in 1994 or something like that. It has about a 2.5 year visit to any sign. I'm pretty sure 93 or 94 for about 2.5 years. So maybe you weren't even alive then, or maybe you were, and you might want to reflect back on that last Saturn in Pisces transit. But when Saturn visits your sign, it's an event. It's definitely an event. Saturn is considered to be the Lord of Karma, the Lord of Time. The functions of Saturn are to stabilize and congeal, harden, and form. And what stabilizes substance is gravity, pressure, and density. And so in your 2024 overview reading, I talked about how you're in this process right now of becoming unstabilized. And I also talked about this feeling of, you know, there's a restabilization or a restructuring that's going on for you. Now, Saturn in your sign is part of the restructuring element. The unstructuring or destabilizing elements include the outer planets, Pluto, who I've already talked to you about, Uranus, who I'll talk to you about in Taurus season. So if you've purchased the year ahead, then that will be in just a little while. And if you're listening to Pisces season in the season of Pisces, then in Taurus season, I'll tell you more about Uranus and Taurus. But these are the destabilizing elements. Oh, and then the other one is the important one, Neptune in Pisces. So Neptune has been in your sign now for a minute. It entered the sign in 2011, and it is here until 2025. It starts to make its way out through retrograde motion. It'll take a year. It'll take all of 2025 before it moves into Aries. But in Pisces season in 2024, Neptune is in your sign. Neptune is considered to be the modern ruler of Pisces, and its effects, its planetary effects, are somewhat similar to Piscean effects. Neptune and Pisces are both very much associated with imagination and creativity and dreaminess, fantasy, illusion, delusion, hallucination, the dissolving elements. So when you learn about Pisces, you'll learn about dissolving and permeability and not great boundaries and stuff like that. And wherever Neptune is, it is dissolving boundaries. It is making things more permeable. And it's sensitizing. And so to have Neptune in your sign for, what has it been now, like 13 years, 14 years, that's a heavy dose of dissolving. You're a Pisces, though, or a Pisces identified in some way. And so I think that this transit for you has definitely been a time that hopefully is bringing forth some of the generosities and gifts and healing potentials of Pisces. And these generosities and gifts and healing potentials really rest in compassion and empathy and imagination. But to have Neptune in your sign for 14 years can also be really destabilizing. It can feel pretty challenging. And this period of time, you know, Neptune transits often bring depression and sadness and grief, or they heighten awareness and bring circumstances that can heighten that awareness of depression, sorrows, and grief. Neptune transits can also really affect one's energy. And so there might be energetic fluctuations, kind of like 1 minute you're feeling okay, the next minute really not. Fatigue, lethargy, sleepiness. Neptune and Pisces can also both really connect with chronic conditions because they're permeable substances. And so, you know, encountering all kinds of pathogens and influences in the atmosphere can really affect some bodies pretty profoundly with this transit. Now, not all of you will suffer the kind of more negative consequences of Neptune. Really depends on the personal chart. But I think that probably if you reflect back on this period of time, you might notice remarkable qualities of dissolving something. Something becoming slippery, unformed. It's hard to grasp. And especially for Pisces suns and Pisces risings, that, you know, Neptune in your first house or Neptune in your sun sign can really be a time when your sense of identity gets a little slippery. And it's kind of like, who am I and who do I want to be? And because this is a long transit, it's not always going to be acute. You know, it's something that happens subtly and over time. And there is maybe like a gradual feeling of something becoming clouded or unformed. Now, the healing potentials here are the ones that come through the space that's made, right? And so when we dissolve what's solid, then what's solid is open to space, and space is full of potentiality. And so imagination and dream and love and connection are real desires for the healing potentials of Neptune and Pisces. And again, compassion and empathy and care. I think both of these energies ultimately want oneness. They want to feel like very deeply connected on a spiritual and energetic level. And so last March in 2023, when Saturn entered Pisces, we got a very different influence in your sign, because Saturn is about congealing and hardening and forming. Now, over the course of the next 2 years, all through 2024 and all through 2025, Saturn is applying to a conjunction with Neptune. And this is a growing influence. there's a good chunk of 2025 where they will be very, very, very close in aspect, but the aspect isn't actually perfect until 2026. And so in your year ahead overview, I talked about how in 2026, something new is starting, and that is the conjunction of Saturn and Neptune in Aries. That's where they will finally meet. But over the next 2 years, you are in a kind of metamorphosis. There's a chrysalis type feeling that's happening. And so what Saturn does is it forms the chrysalis. Saturn can make a container for something. It can create a boundary. Inside the chrysalis, what happens in a chrysalis is that a caterpillar turns to actual goo. It literally dissolves. It becomes goo. Do you know how it turns into a butterfly? There are what are called imaginal cells. Oh my God, how Neptunian, how Piscean can we get? Imaginal cells, cells that imagine how to be a butterfly. And then you have this little creepy crawly with like a lot of legs, right? Who doesn't fly, who's like a little worm body being, turning to actual goo, and then transforming into a body being that has wings that are multicolor, and it flutters around, it flies in the actual air. Amazing. Who thought of that? Who made that? What an incredible creator. You are in a chrysalis moment. And since last March, Saturn has been helping you build the container of your chrysalis. This is a boundary that you are holding around yourself so that you can turn to goo. So when Saturn comes into your sign, you might feel slow. You might feel stuck. There might be like more resistance. It could feel kind of obstinate sometimes. Your body might actually feel more hardened or like, I don't know. You know, like Saturn is connected to your bones and your joints. Like you could feel stiff. There can be feelings of resistance, seriousness, somberness. There can also be a kind of feeling of fortitude and commitment and like depth that Saturn brings. But as Saturn moves through your sign for the next 2 years, it is helping build and hold a container for you to be gooey inside. Imaginal cells, okay, remember those.
Does the work of embodied astrology speak to you? Did you know that you can become a member? The EA monthly membership provides unlimited access to my weekly somatic space classes, where we work through gentle healing movement and meditation practices, aligning our minds, bodies, hearts, and spirits with the highest potentials of current astral energy. Memberships also include tea time gatherings once a month, where we debrief current astro together, share our lived experiences, and support one another through the seasons. Our basic membership also includes access to our private virtual community, peer-led study groups and affinity spaces, and a video and audio library with guided meditations and gentle movement practices. Learn more at embodiedastrology.com/join. I'm also thrilled to announce that our 2024 and 2025 workshop and event programming at Embodied Astrology is now open for registration. Our new program begins with the vernal equinox and astrological new year. This year, we're interested in mobilizing our platform and community towards more active engagement with the work of world making. We're asking questions about revolution and transformation. We're using astrology to imagine, locate, and remember forms of power rooted in care and connection. We're holding space for what is and what can be, with grief-tending circles, queer time expansion experiments, planetary devotional practices, conflict mapping with constellation work, and embodied astral support. We hope you'll join us for some or all of our offerings.
Anyway, back to the full moon on February 24th. So this is a full moon that the moon is reflecting to you from your opposite sign, Virgo, a place in your chart that is associated with relationships and other people. And the sun is conjunct with Saturn. And then a couple of days after the full moon, on the 28th, we have a triple conjunction, a Kazemi, of Mercury, Saturn, and the sun. So Mercury, the planet of thoughts, cognition, perception, communication, meeting up with Saturn and the sun in Pisces. Okay, so the end of February to me feels like a time, first of all, that you're gooey. If you're goo, don't try to be solid. Just be gooey. It's okay to be a little gooey. Relationships, conversations with other people, encounters, reflections from another are revealing at this time. And I think that these relationships either help you understand what your container needs to be, or they help you understand what the substance of the goo is or what it's trying to become, and maybe both. This is a great time to have conversations with people who can kind of function like imaginal cell stimulators, people who like to imagine different possibilities with you, who will not be impatient with your process but will play with you in it. This is a frustrating time to have conversations with people who want you to have a clear idea and plan. You want to have a clear idea and plan around this time, but it is a better time for being experimental than it is for being totally 100% certain and solid. That said, you want to have a plan, and it is a good time for being experimental. And so if you are having kinds of thoughts where you're like, okay, well, this is the thing that I'm going to do, this is the thing that I'm going to try, do it. Try it. In your 2024 reading, I kind of played around with an idea with you called creative empathy, where you can just imagine being things. Like, you know, imagine that you are the device that you're listening to this recording through, or that you're reading the transcript in. Imagine that you're that substance. And then consider how you actually are. My words are becoming part of your psyche. The molecular discharge of whatever the physical form is seeping into your actual body. Just imagine that you can be that. This is a great time to imagine what you could be and give it a try. And the relationships in your life, people in your life, are good people who are good people to bounce ideas off of, or folks who are good co-conspirators who want to play in the imaginal with you. Those are people who you want to be talking to, because they'll spark some ideas. So you are out and looking for imaginal cell stimulators. Then in the space between the full moon and the new moon, so we have a new moon in Pisces on March 10th, there's a lot of activation in your chart around ideas. You are full of ideas right now. It feels like you're having a gazillion ideas. They feel exciting. It feels anticipatory. It feels like there are many new pathways being opened up and developed in your being around who you can be, and also who you can not be. A lot of these ideas, or some of these ideas, also have to do with how you get to let go of who you used to be, because you get to be goo now, if you so choose. And whether or not you're choosing, I think a lot of you get to be goo. On the Pisces full moon on March 10th, this is a wonderful time to make an altar, to form a practice, to make an offering, to the chrysalis and to what is growing inside of that chrysalis. Your ideas right now could feel very motivating, and some of you might really have a plan at this point. And all I want to remind you of is that life is what happens when you're making other plans, and that whatever your plans are, even if they succeed exactly as planned, will lead you into an unknown future where there's still life unfolding. So if you have any kind of plan, just hold it with an open palm right now. Be experimental and imaginative and dreamy about it. Don't like get into a place where you're super rigid and gripped and attached and it's like, it has to be like this. Just don't. It's not the vibe for 2024 at all. Just be imaginative about it. And then over the course of the next week, from the new moon until March 17th, we are moving towards the sun's conjunction with Neptune. So we have the symbol of consciousness, the luminary of our sun, moving through your sign, through this imaginal space, into contact with the great dreamer, the goddess of the underworld, the spirit of the seas, Neptune. This is an amazing time for working with imaginal cells. This is an amazing time for creative potentiality, for feeling into what is possible and letting it drift through you and noticing what moves you and what moves inside of you. Now, I also want to say, again, that some of Neptune's influences in how it dissolves can feel quite challenging to experience for us humans, because we like to be solid and we like to know how things are. And when things feel overwhelming, confusing, or dissolving, it can be extremely challenging to go through. And some of you may really feel that during this time. There may be feelings of overwhelm and confusion and really profound fatigue. It may be a highly emotional time. And I think that a lot of you will be really sensitive, like really, 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 really sensitive at this time. And so I want to ask you to care for yourself as well as you possibly can. Before you go out into social spaces, do some energetic boundary practices. Like imagine your own container around you, a membrane of protection. And just keep in mind that people's energy can be all kinds of things. And if somebody has funky energy, you do not need to let it into your space. You got to imagine that boundary, really hold it clear. You might have allies that help you do that, like certain herbal supplements or like certain stones or amulets or things like that could be helpful. I also want to really encourage you to mask and take health precautions if you go out into densely populated spaces. There's still COVID, you know, there's all kinds of pathogens. You're sensitive right now. Please take care of your actual body. You are psychically sensitive right now. So it is, you know, this is one time, I think between the 10th and the 17th, that I would say like really give media a break and infuse your consciousness with poetry. Listen to music, look at art. Be with beauty and let your consciousness get saturated there. And where you are conscious of heartbreak, devastation, and tragedy, make space for grieving. One of the biggest traumas, I think, that happens for people historically throughout time and presently is that the hardships that they experience are not given space to grieve. They are not given resources to grieve. Life is traumatic, just period. Trauma doesn't have to be awful in a never-ending way. We will definitely go through losses. We will experience injuries. Horrible things will happen. But when we can grieve, and especially if we can grieve in community, especially if we can grieve together, have mourning and grieving practices, then we can metabolize what has happened. And through that, we can build resilience. And sometimes there is a lot of healing that can happen. So please give yourself space and time to grieve, to feel the feelings, to be with what is. Make sure that you are encountering beauty. And remember, Pisces, it's okay to be goo. You are full of imaginal substance.
If what you heard in this season's horoscope resonates, you'll definitely want to check out your year ahead. These annual readings are epic offerings and the results of over 2 months of research and preparation with this year's astrology. They're ready for download now, and they include an hour-long intuitive divination and channeled reading for your sign, along with an additional overview exploring key dates and timing for 2024's astrology, with suggestions for working with this year's main themes, opportunities, and challenges through embodied energetic awareness practices. Get yours today through the sliding scale purchase link in our show notes, or visit the horoscope section at embodiedastrology.com. Thanks so much for tuning in with Embodied Astrology. This work wouldn't exist without a team. Big thanks to Alicia Mauji, Joe Stewart, Ash Good, Ariana Sears-Putowski, and Gabs404 for making it all happen with me, Renee Sills. As Pluto moves into Aquarius, one of the main things to remember is that teamwork makes our dreams work. In the spirit of community and collaboration, Embodied Astrology is in an active transition to becoming a collective multi-voice platform. This year, I've invited four facilitators with whom I've been working for the last several years to join me as core faculty in co-visioning and co-creating an exciting, innovative, and totally unique astrological studies program. Sherry Taylor, Junata Petrus, Ramon Parrish, Gabs404, and I are interested in how astrology can assist us in realizing embodied healing, radical imagination, and creative collective liberation. We're inviting you to join us in our explorations in small or big ways. Our full program will be an immersive and life-transforming experience that takes place over the course of 16 months. And most of our offerings also have opportunities to drop in for one or just a few sessions. For more information and to sign up, check the link in the show notes or visit embodiedastrology.com.